Thank you, Madam Chair. With a record number of refugees and IDPs worldwide, displacement is now recognized as one of the defining global challenges of our time. I fully echo the High Commissioner's praise for the all-important contribution of host countries in dealing with increasingly more difficult and more complicated refugee situations. The high-level meeting in New York in September this year reaffirmed the convention and endorsed the development of the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework as a basis for a future refugee compact. Denmark lends its full support to UNHCR leading this process through engaging with states and other relevant stakeholders, including NGOs, private sector, over the coming 2 years. It's essential that UNHCR approaches this in the right manner based on its core protection mandate. The upcoming process calls for new partnerships that extends well beyond the humanitarian actors and instead places refugees on the development agenda. I'm very pleased today to announce that, subject to parliamentary approval, Denmark pledges Danish kroner 320.5 million, which is approximately $45.8 million, to UNHCR for 2017. This contribution is based on our multi-year strategic partnership agreement, aiming to improve funding predictability and operational flexibility. Half the total, that is around Danish kroner 160 million, approximately $22.8 million, will be made as an unearmarked core contribution. The other half will be softly earmarked, and I have to say very softly, for emergencies as well as protracted situations, and a minor part also for creative solutions-oriented activities of a strategic nature. We will do our utmost to make these funds available in the first quarter of next year. We realize that the failure of states in the world at present to prevent new crises from erupting, and we also note the inability of the international community to find political solutions to ongoing conflicts. These factors only adds to the workload and demands to UNHCR and other humanitarian organizations. We share the concern of the widening gap between humanitarian needs and available resources. We welcome UNHCR's efforts to explore new avenues, not least through increased emphasis on private sector fundraising and on developing new partnerships with development actors. The coming years may well be some of the most important years in the history of the organization. The development of the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework, leading to the adoption of the Refugee Compact, will demand our full attention. We must all seize this opportunity to find new ways of responding to displacement and special protracted displacement across broad and equal partnerships with humanitarian and development partners. Madam Chair, to conclude, let me reaffirm that Denmark stands behind UNHCR as a key agency in ensuring the protection of displaced people now and in the future. We are ready to engage constructively and creatively in the process leading up to the adoption of the Refugee Compact in 2018, and we look forward to working closely with the High Commissioner in this endeavour. I thank you.